This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. I'm broadcasting live from Larson's Barn in McGregor, Minnesota. We all know the holidays are coming, and that means one thing, cooking a turkey. There are plenty of shows out there that will tell you how to cook a turkey, but tonight we're going to carve out a niche by showing you how to cook a turkey that you know personally.
Cooking now, things that have names.
Nice. There it is. First, here's the first tip. Lure the turkey to a private locale, such as your kitchen, under the guise of friendship.
Helga! She's here! Get the door, yeah!
Now remember, Olga, she must not suspect anything.
Oh, come here. Hello, sweetie pie.
Oh, Gobbledine, we're so glad you're here.
Olga, Helga, my old friends, how are you?
Oh, we're wonderful, darling, just wonderful.
Here, have a seat at the kitchen table.
Oh, it's hot in here. Have you been cooking today?
Not yet. But soon.
I have a chill in my old bones. I like to keep my house warm.
Tell me about it. All of my bones are hollow. You know, because I'm a bird.
Tell me, dearie, are you hungry?
Oh, I'm famished.
Good, good. We'll fatten you up then.
Olga.
I mean, we'll give you something to eat.
Olga, we'll be happy to serve a little lunch. Here, we prepared this specially for you.
Yes, eat! Eat!
Ooh, thank you. Is this stuffing?
Oh.
It's a plate heaped with stuffing. How unusual.
Well, it's one of our favorite snacks. See, we eat it too.
Enjoy the food, Gobbledine. And while you're eating, let me ask, what's your favorite kind of wine?
Oh, I love white Zinfandel. Well, do you have any?
Oh, no, but we'll make a note of that for tomorrow, right, Olga?
Yeah, tomorrow.
You're making quick work of that stuffing, dear. That's what we like to see.
Oh, it's delicious. I don't think I could swallow another bite.
Good. Perhaps you feel like taking a little nap now. We just bought a new blue enamelware bed for you to take a little nap in. As you can see, it's just your size.
Oh, yes, take a load off, Gobbledine.
Funny, that looks more like a roasting pan.
Oh, that's just the style, dear. You can't account for style.
Okay. Tell me, ladies, is that a turkey baster sitting over there?
That's nothing.
We thought we'd leave that out just to, you know, see where the party goes. You know, keep an open mind about the turkey baster. It's nothing, really.
Olga, Helga, are you trying to cook me?
Gobbledine, I can't believe you'd think a thing like that.
No, I, for one, am very disappointed.
It's just the stuffing, the roasting pan, the baster. It seems suspicious.
To think that we would use our friendship to trap you in our kitchen and eat you. I mean, to form an elaborate relationship with the turkey just to save a few bucks on a holiday meal. That would be sick.
Sick.
You're right. I'm sorry. When you're a turkey, this time of year, it's very stressful. Not everyone tells you the truth.
That's okay, dear. We understand. Telling the truth is very important.
We're friends, so I don't mind saying that, Helga, I'm worried about you. Well, it seems like you've gained a lot of weight since we met. If you'd like, I could show you how to stay lean like me with an all-seed diet.
This bird's going in the oven.
Get her!
Friendship is more important than food.
Step two, try again, this time with a dumber bird. Just remember, there's more than one way to prepare a turkey for the holidays.